Any sexism or cruel behavior said or done to or about women spoken about in this podcast does certainly not reflect the creator's opinions. It should not be received as such. Good day, and welcome to Life is But a Dream. I am your host, Demetrius. It is widely accepted that all great men have overcome obstacles throughout history. All have overcome their suppressors to rise against those that oppose them. Always learn of these great battles, these triumphs, these rebellions for one's own freedom and sovereignty. We rarely hear of the strife and toil, the obstacles that come in the way of these great men. On my way to greatness, I will share these hindrances with my listeners. To all these great men, there has been but one common obstacle. Women. For every man, there must be a woman. They are a necessary evil for greatness. I found a woman, I dare say the most beautiful in all of Athens. She radiates like the sun, drowning out the poor stars on the moon. I pursued her with zeal. I spoke to her father. I wooed her accordingly. I followed the law of Athens and of decency, and yet why do I hate my love? Why are women the most dreadful beings on this earth? Free will. Women have will themselves. They can't just abide by their masters and fathers and husbands. They must have their own mind. My love wants another man, an outlaw. This man is Lysander of Athens. He stole my love from me. While I followed the lawful way of our great city of Athens, he stole himself to her window in the night and sang songs, wrote poems, and vowed to love mine own. This rebel never spoke to her father as I did, and he is the one who captured her heart. I asked her father for us to be married, and he commanded his daughter Hermia, my love, to be wed to me. But after all he had done for her over the years since her birth, after all I had done for her, offering her wealth and power and prestige, she refused. Lysander came forward and asked her hand then, and she agreed. How could she betray me and her father for this uncultured swine? The Duke of Athens mitigated the event, calling upon the ancient laws of our great city to ensure that Hermia must be wed to me. The law is brutal, but just. It is that we must be wed. She must submit to the nunnery and follow chastity. A pity for such a beautiful woman. Or die. It would not be my hands that killed her. It would be her own. I am a great man. And with all great men, there are obstacles. This stubborn woman is mine. Good evening. I am your host, Demetrius, and this is Life is But a Dream. I come to you tonight having suffered greatly. I feel wounded. My pride has been insulted as such to make me think of violence. A simple woman, Helena, of whom I once had a short, infatuated fling with, has come crawling back to me, saying that I have wronged her and I must return because she loves me. Of course, this is no surprise just in itself. I have wealth and power, prestige and elegance. What woman wouldn't want me, beg me to take her? Women are simple beings after all, loving every man that they see as greater than their own. It is only natural, biological I dare say, psychologically innate in women, to instantly love those who rule over them. What insults me, though, is twofold. The former is that Hermia, my love, has escaped this place with Lysander to be married. She has defied her father, and he his duke, to make this transgression for their own pleasure. I have pursued these traitors into the forest to take back my love by force. The second insult to me branches from this. As I entered the forest, the simpleton Helena followed me into the wood and refused to leave me to find my love. Try as I might to frighten her by threatening of death and injury, she kept pace. There is no greater dishonor than to succumb to a woman. Therefore, I shall not admit defeat, but I feel oppressed by her forcefulness. Hermia, though, I have suspicion for a different reason. She, to my peril, I have discovered, is barely human. She seems to lack the biological need to love the better man. I fail to see how, when placed side by side, following only her own heart, she could choose Lysander over me. Therefore, I shall present my deduction. This woman cannot be a woman. She is a shrew. I wish nothing more than to be rid of this troublesome animal. But my superior mind and heart requires her. I can see past this deception, but I will choose to have her anyway. My love has chosen her. I will find her. I will take her as my own, and I will tame her so she will only love me. Welcome to Life is But a Dream. I am your host, Demetrius. I don't quite know how to speak. I feel like I cannot speak, or move, or think. I don't believe I can live without her for any longer. I cannot help hating myself. Hating what I've done, said, and threatened. I cannot live knowing that I wronged her or gone against her wishes. Yet I must live. I must continue on, because I cannot die and still have her. Helena, my eternal love, I must have her. She loves me, I know she does, for she said so for so long as I stumbled blindly toward the light. The light was Hermia, looking so alluring, but I found that light just a facade with an empty void behind the door of seeming love. Once I found this, I suddenly became sure of my path, of my purpose in life. I must bow to Helena. Then why must I feel like I can no longer live? As I have wronged her in the past, not thinking about the repercussions, these consequences have been determined for me. Fate has decided to punish me for my transgressions. For the traitor Lysander has betrayed his own to spite me. He has pronounced love for mine own. It does seem ironic. When I saw Hermia with scenes of dreaming coating my eyes, Lysander stole her from me. But now that I see Helena with true waking eyes, she turns from me and scolds Lysander and I for pursuing her. I do not understand. My love has said that she loves me and has followed me into the forest to beg my love, and yet when I love her, she believes that I have wronged her intentionally. I can live without her no longer. Therefore, I will take it upon myself to duel the traitor, Lysander. Fate and this forest is against me, it seems, though, for I cannot find him. This is all very strange indeed. My final fear is that Helena and Hermia have been left alone. As I pursued Lysander in my haste, I neglected to determine if either were safe where they were, or with each other as they had thought. As much as I hate Hermia for deceiving me, my love for Helena shields any around her, any man, and any woman. Good morning, and welcome to Life is But a Dream. I am your host, Demetrius. I am perfectly happy to report that all seems well. I am to be married today, after all this time. It seems, after fighting for the hand of Hermia, it's ironic that I will be wed to Helena. I cannot place my finger on when I had this drastic change of heart. It feels like a fleeting dream now. All that time spent wasted after Hermia. Suddenly, over one night, my enemy becomes my love. I always knew to keep my friends close and my enemies closer, but this borderlines on ludicrous. I find myself enamored to that which I had called simple and a foolish woman. But it now seems that she is my beloved freedom from this world. I no longer hate her, nor have I grown to hate Hermia. I have finally released her from the pain she must have felt of not being able to be with their love. I regret all of these things that I have done to cause Helena, Hermia, and Lysander pain, keeping them from their happiness that they deserve. I felt all of them lesser than I. I believe myself a great man. Somewhere in the past dream of a day, I found myself despicable. The one that I hated most became myself as I saw the pain I inflicted upon others. So I will go forth from this place, being a humble, happily new married man. I shall no longer hate anyone, for we only hate those of who we are afraid.